C-I-T.
C-I-T-R.
C-I-T.
Yeah.
Why do I keep on thinking... okay.
If you, it's like sitar, you read it, but C-I-T-R.
C-I-T. This is what my producer has to go through every week when I do my promos. It takes like 3 hours to do a 30-second promo. C-I-T-R.
C-I-T-R, okay.
So just go ahead.
Yeah.
This is Wiretap's Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to CITR 101.9. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Donuts. I wonder if I can find some nice round donuts, the ones with the hole in the middle. Donuts, donuts, I'm fit as a fiddle. I wonder if I can find some nice round donuts, the ones with the hole in the middle. Some like them long, some like them plain, others like the sugar on top. But I like the nice round ones you can do, the ones that go slop, slop, slop.
Slurp! Donuts, donuts, high in the middle.
I wonder if I can find some nice round donuts, the ones with the hole in the middle. Some like them long, some like them plain, others like sugar on top. But I like the nice round ones you can do, the ones that go slop, slop, slop.
Slurp! Donuts, donuts, high, diddle.
I wonder if I can find some nice round donuts, the ones with the hole in the middle.
Dunking,
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 donuts with the nice round hole.
Oh, nuts.
It ain't nuts, donuts.
I love Westies. I have a 10-year-old Westie named Duncan McHugh. Love of my life, but over the past 2 months, he has developed a rusty look around his mouth and sometimes his paws. Anyone know what causes this? He isn't licking and his paws are not sore. Someone suggested lemon in his water. Any advice? Thanks. He also gets occasionally what looks like a scab on his back. He doesn't bother either, just bothers me, as you can see it through his fur. Thanks for any help. By Duncan's mom, age 66 to 70. Listen to Duncan's Donuts, Thursdays, 12 noon to 1 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yes, that was Mousy Boy, Mr. John Mouse, my favorite guy, from his album Love is Real from a few years ago, the song Green Buzzard. Yeah, Fun song. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm still sick. Last weekend we had a hell of a great CITR reunion. And so there was a 75th anniversary, a whole weekend of fun. I was sick going into it, but I didn't let that stop me, and I paid the price. I have been sick all week since then. Yeah. But, you know, worth it. I'm glad you get to hear my slightly more crackly voice. It's all fun and under the sun. We just heard John Mouse, like I said. Before that, we heard a gag of the show Exploding Head Movies on Monday nights, performing as Sean Connery, reading something that came up in my Google Alerts for my own name. I assume a lot of you have Google Alerts for your name. I had one come my way that was a bit weird about a woman who's named her dog Duncan McHugh, which is my name. Seemed very strange. And I made a joke on Twitter, Indiana Jones' father, played by Sean Connery, talked about how Indiana Jones Indiana was the dog's name. And I made a joke like that. And then Gary stepped up, completed the joke to its fruition. It's platonic ideal, and recorded it as Sean Connery. So thank you for that, Gak. And at the top, we heard the Ink Spots, from their album Popular Favorites. That was the song Donuts. Great song brought to my attention by Jessica Delisle. It's a song in her collection. And that's a little heads up to Toss God Some Donuts, a rival donut show that's now on CITR. I played that station ID a little while, or the promo for that show a little while ago. I'm still not sure how another donut show was allowed to join the ranks of CITR shows, but that's okay. I can take it. I can take the competition. But whatever his name is over there, he's got to know what's up. This is the premier donuts-themed show on CITR, and I'm going to retain that title no matter what. So that donuts song was just to give that guy a heads up. This is where donuts live on CITR. You can have the crumbs, you can have the donut holes, whatever. That's what's up. All right. Like I said, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR with you for another 45 minutes. Next Thursday, I'm being preempted. despite being the preeminent donuts-themed show on CITR, I still get booted off every now and then because Ochre, the DJ coordinator around here, is doing a special day of programming around DJs. So that's fine. That's great. Fine in the classical sense of it being a very good thing. That's very fine. That's a fine way to spend a day of programming. So he is going to take over the day, so I won't be playing. So I won't get to hype the show that I'm really excited about for the end of the month, which is next Thursday night at Lucky's Comics, my favorite bookstore in all of Vancouver. Jay Arner is going to be performing with Korean Gut, two great bands in one small comic book shop for the price of $5. It's a great deal. So we're going to hear a song by Jay Arner. It's the B-side from his Bad Friend 7-inch that came out a little while ago. I recommend picking one up next Thursday when you're at Lucky's. So this is the B-side. It's called Black Horse. After that, we're going to hear Korean Gut with their song Hard to Say. Here we go. Hope to see you there next Thursday. Right after I write my History 432 exam, I will be ready to party. I hope you are partying with me. Here we go. Burning out by you.
On November 25th, the highly creative musical group of Somebodies That You All Should Know is coming to Vancouver. It is no other than the overnight sensation Walk Off the Earth. The fabulous indie quintet will be gracing the stage at the Vogue Theater, joined by Miss Cella Sue. They will be performing a couple of their classic covers that shot them to fame, as well as songs from their new EP, Revo. So, get your tickets online at thevoguetheater.com, Union Events, the Vogue Box Office, or at Zulu Records. Doors open at 7, all ages welcome.
It's a song called Broken Hearted Beats.
AMS Events proudly presents Tim Chasen with Poor Young Things, November 29th at the Pit Pub. With his newest album, The Other Side, the pride of PEI is quite literally going back to his roots. The album takes on a tinge of maritime roots and folk, incorporating an array of acoustic instruments and a warm, transparent production style. Since 2009's Broken Hearted Beat, audiences were introduced to a golden-voiced young performer-slash-songwriter with a mosaic-like approach to writing music named Tim Chasen, and he's an act you don't want to miss. Thursday, November 29th at the Pit Pub. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Was Korean Gut. I believe it was from their Student Loan Records 7-inch, but I can't find it to double-check. Don't ask me how I played it then. Korean Gut. Before that, we heard Jay Arner from his 7-inch Bad Friend, the song Black Horse, the B-side. They are going to be in town, or they are in town. They're always in town. They're from here. They're going to be playing in town next Thursday night, the 29th, at Lucky's Comics, the best book and comic shop in town. Go down there, spend your $5 on something great, and go see those two fine bands next Thursday night. The Velvet Underground are celebrating the 45th anniversary of their debut album, The Velvet Underground and Nico. To commemorate this, oh, I'm so loud. Sorry, I meant to turn that down. To commemorate this, the OCs have curated a cover comp. So they've got a whole bunch of their pals, like Ty Siegel and the Fresh and Onlys and all their San Francisco psych rockers, together to record covers album of that seminal first album by the Velvet Underground. We're going to listen to the OC's version of European Sun. It is pretty jammy. It starts to drift, as you would expect. I think the original is around 9 minutes, and this one is 7.5, so we're going to cut it off. We're not going to go the full distance, great as it is. And then after that, we're going to hear a song from the Scepter Studios acetate. This was a famous acetate that was found by a guy from Montreal on the street in New York. He just bought this weird-looking acetate for, like, $2 or something. I forget the story exactly. And then it was auctioned off for hundreds of thousands of dollars. But before it was, WFMU managed to, a radio station in New Jersey, digitized the whole thing and put it online for free. And it's pretty interesting. If you are a fan of that album, there's a lot of very different mixes and takes, and it is different. So we're going to hear European Sun by the cover by the OCs, and then Waiting for My Man, a different take, a different version, and definitely a more crackly version than you'll hear on the remastered Velvet Underground album that is out sometime soon. All right, here we go. Here is San Francisco's The OCs. Boom.
You came to European Sun. You spit on those under 21. But now your blue car's gone, you better say so long. Hey, hey, bye-bye. You make your wallpaper discreet. You want to make love to the sea. Your European time is gone, you better say so long. Hey, hey, bye-bye.
alive, what you do in uptown. Hey, white boy, she's no women around. Oh, pardon me, sir, it's really on my mind. I just read forward to the friend of mine. I'm waiting for my
pretty crackly. That's the acetate. It's talking to you. So I did a bit of research while I was listening to that, which I should have done before. I know that. I didn't. It didn't happen. But now I've done it. So that record was found by, like I said, a guy from Montreal. He paid 75 cents at a flea market in New York for that record, which is incredible. And then he tried. There was an eBay auction that was unsuccessful. There was a bid for 155,000, but it fell through. So it was eventually sold for $25,000. And it has been officially released. It's part of the new 45th anniversary Super Deluxe Edition box set of the record, or of Velvet Underground and Nico. So there's that record. There's a bunch of outtakes. There's the covers record by the OCs. Good stuff. So that was the original 1966 studio recordings from that first album with Norman Dolph at Scepter Studios. Great stuff. And before that, we heard the OCs from their covers album of that first album by Velvet Underground. That was the song European Sun. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, Friday night, there's something going on that you may want to know about. It's the High Drops, Bummer High, and Eating Out. They're playing at the Astoria, and it's the second or the third release party for Student Loan Records, a great record label. I played their Korean Gut song earlier, or Korean Gut song that they put out before. They've done 3 releases of 7 inches now. So they had a Watermelon My Friend Wallace release, a Korean Gut Babysitter release. They're heavy hitters, these guys. And this is going to be their 3rd. It's going to be the High Drops and Bummer High. And then they've filled out the bill with their friend Eating Out. So that's going to happen tomorrow night. It should be fun. Story on a Friday. Good times. So we're going to hear the High Drop song. This is the song that's featured on the comp, but I don't know if it's going to be the same version because I've had this song for a little while. It's called Part of the Brigade. And yeah, maybe they've re-recorded it for the comp or for the 7-inch. I'm not sure, but it's a good song. It reminds me a lot of Morrissey for some reason, even though just Morrissey's backing band has that kind of strident guitars. You'll hear what I mean. After that, we're going to hear some Hemogoblin from the recently put out Safe Amp compilation. Pretty good compilation. Lots of great local music. So hats off yet again to Safe Amp. Always doing good work. And then we're going to hear some Lady Hawk. So things to start us off with are the High Drops. Here we go. Here's Part of the Brigade. All right, that was Hemogoblin from the Safe Amp compilation. That was the song "I Will Live Forever," just like Will Arnett said in that amazing Human Giant sketch. I'm gonna live forever. Dead. Hemogoblin are a lot of fun. I've seen them once. They are a fury of activity. I liked it a lot. I'd love to see them again. Before that, we heard the High Drops. Part of the Brigade is the song. It's the A-side to the new Student Loan record, Split 7-inch, with them and Bummer High. Go check them out at the Astoria on Friday. Next up, some more keeping it local. Some Lady Hawk. We're going to hear the song Windowpane from their new album, No Can Do. It's another rocker. This is a pretty rock-heavy show, so just brace yourselves. Gird thine loins. And after that, some Slam Dunk. They just released their album, Welcome to Miami. We're going to hear the song Why Can't I Change? And then some Peace, just because we're on that rock tip. Here we go. Here is Lady Hawk to start us off.
Are you a current UBC grad student? If so, then listen up, because the Graduate Student Society lets UBC grads book rooms and spaces in the newly renovated grad student building. Be sure to take advantage of what the facility has to offer. The rooms come equipped with sound systems and can host up to 300 people. Even better, as grad students, you don't have to pay booking fees. Not a grad? Don't worry. The Tia Corner House is open to the public, as in the Corner Pub, opening earlier next year. For more information, contact booking manager Rob at bookings@gss.ubc.ca.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
All right, that was Peace from their new album, The World Is Too Much With Us. That was the song, The Perp Walk. They're back in town after doing a big, long tour. Sounds like it went well. And yeah, pick up the new album. It's great. Before that, we heard Slam Dunk from their new album, Welcome to Miami. That was the song, Why Can't I Change? And at the top, we heard Lady Hawk with Windowpane from their new album, No Can Do. We're going to keep trekking here. Let's see if we can squeeze in a couple more songs. Tame Impala from Australia, they have put out a great new album. It's called Lonerism. It's fantastic. You really should pick it up. Elephant, great track. Apocalypse Dreams, fantastic track. And Feels Like We're Only Going Backwards, also a great track. I'm going to prove it. I'm going to play it right now. Here we go. Tame Impala from their new album, Lonerism. Great stuff. Yep, so that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Next week, I'm preempted, so I won't be back till December. I'm gone till December, baby. Gone till December. Yeah, tune in next week, though, because there'll be lots of fun DJ stuff that Ochre Chen is programming. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at citr.ca and check out the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. December will be a busy month. I'll have my favorites of the year, my Christmas music program, lots of good stuff coming up, lots of highlights. Go check out Bummer High, Eating Out, and the High Drops tomorrow at the Astoria. And next Thursday, make sure to go see Jay Arner and Korean Gut at Lucky's Comics. You won't regret it. Last up, today is Boogie Monster. They have a couple of demos that are starting to trickle out. Ben Boogie has been in recording school, so he's been doing all sorts of experimental tricks in the studio. And this is a demo for the song, a new song, a new Boogie Monster song called Fantasy Nails. So we're going to give it a listen. Thanks so much. See you next week. And also to everyone who was at the alumni party and 75th anniversary of CITR last weekend. It was great to see everybody. Great work to all the volunteers and organizers. They put on a great show. So good job, everybody. Hey, CITR. Okay, here we go. Here's Boogie Monster.